Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ray Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related quotes, stories, insights, debates, discussions, lessons covering a wide range of topics. What's up today? Well, we're serving up three quotes from Walt Disney and others in the Disney universe regarding optimism, the importance of optimism. Now, the idea here in terms of these points from Walt, and by the way, one of the great entrepreneurs, businessmen, and creators of the 20th century, and others, is to hopefully maybe plant some seeds to spur your own thinking and action in your business or for your career in general. So let's turn to the quotes. First, from Walt Disney, quote, "I always like to look on the optimistic side of life, but I am realistic enough to know that life is a complex matter," close quote. This is my favorite, all-time favorite quote from Walt Disney. He hits on the balance right. You don't want to be a wild-eyed optimist that's detached from reality, but you don't want to be, you know, a pessimist, down in the dumps type of person, particularly when it comes to your business and your career. So this is the balance, right? I call it, you know, realistic optimism. This was long my thinking in terms of my own career. And then somewhere along the way, I came across this Walt Disney quote, and I really felt better about myself because there was Walt confirming my own philosophy on such matters. Another quote from Walt, quote, "I guess I'm an optimist. I'm not in the business of making unhappy films. I love comedy too much. Another thing, maybe it's because I can still be amazed at the wonders of the world," close quote. Boy, three things there, of course. Number one, the optimist thing. Number two, he loves comedy. He doesn't like unhappy movies. That's a state of mind that I think is great to carry into life, right? In your creative endeavors, in your family life, and so on. And then Walt brings it home with part of that optimism is being open to the amazing wonders of the world. That's good stuff. I mean, yeah, let's follow Walt on that as well. And finally, a quote from the current Disney CEO, Bob Iger, "What I've really learned over time is that optimism is a very, very important part of leadership." Yes, absolutely. I think I've also seen Iger say something like, you know, nobody wants to follow Eeyore. yes, optimism. And again, I think it's important. Realistic optimism, right, is a critical part of leadership. You're not going to follow somebody into battle, whether it be figurative or literal, if they're just like, well, yeah, I don't think it's going to turn out well, but let's give it a try, guys. or you don't want somebody that's completely detached from reality, that they don't know how to handle the situation at hand, and they don't give you the confidence. So optimism, important, realistic optimism is the rule here. Get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com. Please check out my books, all of my books, signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. As I mentioned before, we spruced up the website. Please check it out. You can get the Disney Planner, the to-do list solution there. You can also get all of my novels. There are 20 of them now, more coming. 19 Pastor Stephen Grant novels, thrillers and mysteries there. You like historical fiction, check out Cathedral, an Alliance of St. Michael novel. I'm writing the second one right now. You can also get these works of fiction at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle editions. Same goes for my books on the economy. If you want to get your economic thinking clear, check out my three. Now, there are three weekly economist books. Also, if you don't want to miss anything, go to patreon.com/PastorStephenGrantFellowship. You sign up there. If you sign up at the bronze reader level or higher, you get the two latest Pastor Stephen Grant books. Boom, I send them right out to you. I sign them and send them right out to you. And then going forward, you get every book that I write. I plan to write a heck of a lot more. And fiction, nonfiction, you get them, and you get all sorts of other benefits. I hope you find value in some of this, in all of this, and have a magically productive day.